It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Hey, we're kind of bored. Let's play a game. Want to play Crib? Want to play Candyland? Want to play with the Ouija board? You know, if all the things out there that's gotten a strange, crazy following and rap, it's definitely the Ouija board. Ouija boards have captivated people for decades because of the game's claims to be in cahoots with the great beyond and those passed on. Though plenty of people have witnessed nothing but their friends moving the planchette around themselves, others say playing with the Ouija board is like playing with some seriously unwieldy fire. You never know when the shit's gonna hit out of control. I have some stories for you all. Behold, scary Ouija board stories right from the Redditverse, baby. This is the first story I'm going to read. My two best friends, M and L, for this story, I played the Ouija board at M's house. It was going fine until M asked the spirit how it had died, and it said murder. She asked how it had been murdered, and it said, not I. It gave its name as something older than I can no longer remember and gave us a date in 1800s. It started to get heavy. The whole room felt different, and the little thing on the board was ripped out of our hands and went across the room. We stopped playing immediately after that. M's mom died of cancer a week later, very suddenly, nobody knew. Probably a coincidence, but L's mom was hospitalized for a serious drinking problem not long after that, and then mine had an emergency hysterectomy the same week. I've since then experienced things that I don't think I would have without this experience. Voices, dark shadow, footsteps. I wonder if I'm haunted sometimes, and still, it's been 9 years, but is it possible? So there you go. Cautionary tale for you. Here's another one. I was over at a friend's house back in the early 90s. I believe I was in 9th grade at the time. There were 4 of us, myself and 3 other girls. They kept asking me if I wanted to play with the Ouija board because they'd been talking to some dude on it named Roger. I was totally skeptical at first. I wasn't buying it. Totally thought they were moving the planchette themselves until I asked the board a question that only I knew the answer for. We had just got our grades from school back the day and asked, what did I get in science? I remember pretty clearly, I know my friends did not know the answer. The board spelled out my grade, of course. That piqued my interest, so I started asking more questions. I can't really recall the details of that night other than the board kept calling me one of my friends a bitch, and it hated her. I liked it. His name was Roger, and he was stabbed to death. At one point, I was the only one controlling the board and asking questions. It worked. The freakiest thing that's ever happened to me, I'm not super spiritual, I've never seen anything else paranormal related, I feel that I'm a very rational person. All I know is something supernatural was controlling the board without a doubt. You know, there's got to be a story here about trying to get rid of the board, right? This is the last one. We're hanging out in a friend's dorm room and busted out the Ouija board. There were a few of us who had used them before and a few who hadn't, so they were kind of skeptical. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and the communication with the board was going quite well. Gary, one of the skeptics, kept calling bullshit on the whole thing. We convinced him to sit on the floor with us and give it a shot. His first question, is this for real just a bunch of BS? The planchette zipped to, no. Fine, he says, still not believing, proven. No sooner had he finished that statement, the lights in the room flickered and the building's fire alarm went off. This freaked us all out and we left the room to follow the fire alarm procedures. After about 20 minutes, Campus Safety said it was a false alarm, let us all back into the dorms. When we arrived back to our friend's room, the Ouija board was gone. No one took it with us. And the room was left locked. So there you go. It's the opposite problem. Usually people are trying to get rid of these things and they come back. These guys had a board that decided to jump ship and leave. So there you have it. Some Ouija board stories for you. What do you guys think? I'll tell you what I think. I think that there are other tools I'll use on a paranormal investigation. And I stay the hell away from Ouija boards because, you know, it's not that they have such a bad rap. And it's not because they're so easily explained by science. Both of those things are valid ideas, but I just have heard some very personal stories from people about how this thing has messed up their world and their life. The Ouija board, For some people, it's like a freaking portal. It opens up evil into your world. Other people swear up and down that it's just a tool to talk with the other side and can actually have many positive benefits. But for the most part, you know, let's just say that, you know, 90% of the stuff I've heard about this thing is negative, 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 negative. There's constant, constant worry that, you know, maybe it's a weapon we shouldn't be wielding. And maybe it takes a real good person, a real solid, knowledgeable person to get behind the planchette to use it for the benefit of paranormal investigation and whatnot. Either way, if you really want to scare the hell out of yourself, why not go ahead and pick up a Ouija board? And not one from Parker Brothers, you know. Get the real deal. Probably buy it for some old dude at a flea market, or maybe have one custom made by one of your Wiccan friends. Either way, guys, I hope your planchette goes down to the follow button and you like and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast from. And you'll hear from me again tomorrow. And I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Eye of the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast's Halloween special.